The February cyber attack on Change Healthcare continues to cause prescription delays, and that is stressful on patients and doctors, but not if the doctors are using iCoreRx cloud e-prescribing software. iCoreRx had zero interruption, and iCoreRx is a product of iCore Connect, whose full platform of secure products helps streamline workflow and increase revenue. Check them out at iCoreConnect.com/MGMA.
Well, hi, everyone, and Happy New Year. This is Daniel Williams, along with Colleen Luckett. We are back with a new year and a new us, and we're back with the MGMA Week in Review podcast. So first of all, Happy New Year and welcome, Colleen.
Thank you. Hey, Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year, Daniel.
Yeah. So as I was saying, we're back with the Week in Review, and we're really excited about this because, as y'all know, we launched our new version of Week in Review by adding Colleen to the show, and I'm so glad we did because she is working in a way with the MGMA content every week in a way that I don't. And so it is just a great addition. Hope this value add is helping y'all understand the kind of content that we're developing at MGMA and where those resources are. So without further ado, Colleen, tell us what do you want to share with us? What's the first item up in this first episode of the new year?
Yeah, this is the big one. It's the January 2024 issue of MGMA Connections magazine to start out the new year with the theme Rapid Change Ahead, which we are all familiar with. From addressing the increasing role of private equity in healthcare to staffing ideas for motivating your clinicians to stay and recruiting early career physicians to better data on demographics and streamlining prior authorization through automation. This issue is chock full of helpful information from MGMA and your peers on how to meet the many challenges your practice faces today. And we're living in unprecedented times. And as you all know, this requires flexibility, new ideas, and careful planning, to say the least. We hope this issue of Connections will act as your loyal assistant to help you through it as we kick off 2024.
Yeah. And I want to just throw in a couple of things here, everybody. I've got a copy of the magazine open online right now. And just giving you a couple of those ideas, y'all may have already examined this. If you haven't, go to MGMA and click on that link so you can open it up. What I'm excited about, I'll just mention a couple of articles here. One is we have the great Dave Gans, who has contributed, and I think many of you know Dave. He was an MGMA employee for 42 years before retiring. I'm putting air quotes out here because he's retired from full-time work with MGMA, but he's still contributing. He's written an article on running on empty. It's the crisis of continually having to do more with less. And as we know with Dave, he's going to deliver some data there. I'm also excited that Dave is contributing a couple of different chapters for new books that we're working on and we plan to publish in 2024. So that has got me really excited. Colleen, anything before we go to the next item, anything else you're excited specifically about this Connections magazine or anything else out there?
No, I just, I think it's awesome that we have it digitally immediately for MGMA members. So if you want to access that immediately, it's at mgma.com/MGMA-connection-magazine. And if you subscribe to the print version, if you haven't already seen it in your mailbox, expect it soon. So it'll be there soon. I love the cover. I'll just say that. I love the comic themes that, so Chris, our editor, Chris Harrop is the editor, and he always finds these amazing covers. And so check that one out. It's really vibrant and it's an exciting issue. I think it'll be very helpful going into the new year. And also, I just wanted to mention that some of the articles we've also published online, easily accessible. And as always, you can find those articles and all of our articles on the website at mgma.com/articles. And hey, again, if you have an idea for an article, hit me up. My email is cluckett@mgma.com.
Okay. So Colleen, I may have mentioned this to you before, but I'm a visual learner. So I went to the website and I was just directly going into Dave's article that I was talking about. You mentioned the cover. What does the cover look like, just for our listeners? Can you
Well,
describe it or give it, paint us a picture, so to speak? I don't want to put you on the
sure.
spot, but I would love to know what the cover looks like.
Oh yeah, sorry. It's a man in a boat, and he's like going through the rapids, you know, because it's a rapid change ahead, and he's just trying to navigate the crazy, you know, wild waters. So I'm trying to
That
open
is,
it here real quick.
yeah, no, you painted the picture. I used to do whitewater canoeing and kayaking back in the day when I lived in Alabama. Went up to the Ocoee River some, and other the Hiawassee River, and
You'll
I'm name
relate.
dropping rivers here. I get so excited thinking about those old whitewater days. But yeah,
Nice.
rapid change ahead. What a great play on words there. So,
Yeah, you'll enjoy it.
oh yeah, can't wait. So let's move on to the next story. I know that for this second one, you shared with me some ideas. So you are going to talk about the stat poll. For any of our listeners who heard our Insights and Ask MGMA podcast with Christy Good earlier this week, we took a spin and kind of a turn into that stat poll, but then Christy developed her own content there. So what do you want to tell us about the stat poll? Because when Christy and I were talking about it, the results weren't out yet. We just knew what the topic was. So then Christy kind of went into her science lab and developed content out of that. So what do you want to share with us?
Yeah, so the results are now in and the stat article is now out. So let's get into it. It probably comes as no surprise that the majority of you, 41%, said that financial and revenue cycle management projects top your list, followed, of course, by staffing, 29% heading into 2024. The stat results article lists specifics about several of these projects. So be sure to check it out to see what your peers are up to this year. And then following these two major categories were facilities at 12% and health IT at 10%, which kind of surprised me with all of the AI buzz, but revenue definitely makes sense. And then we had other category projects trailing at 7%. Additionally, looming mergers and acquisitions and how to navigate the competitive landscape in value-based arrangements top everyone's mind for sure. And those other projects I mentioned include things like workflow improvement, new safety programs, access strategies to balance preventive and acute care, and further development of chronic care management and remote patient monitoring services.
Yeah, Colleen, thank you for sharing that. And as mentioned, this week's stat poll is using that crystal ball to look into 2024 and ask those MGMA members, what are your biggest projects for 2024? And as a reminder, to take a different spin on that, Christy Good and I talked about that in an earlier podcast this week. In our episode show notes, as we always do, we will provide you a direct link to the MGMA stat poll results from this week, and we'll give you a link to the conversation with Christy Good. So, in addition to that, Colleen, what else do we want to talk about today?
Yeah, just I was going to say just how to manage those projects. MGMA is there for you again. So whatever your project, we just released that valuable project management tools kit. I think that was before the holidays. We talked about that. And also the every tool comes with instruction video, which is really helpful, I think. But you can access those at our practice resources, member tools and checklists page. And Daniel, what if a member wants to conduct a practice assessment to even just figure out which projects they need to do? Didn't you record another podcast about this recently?
We did. So, Christy and I, if you've been listening to that Ask MGMA series that we do with Christy Good. She's a senior advisor. I think many of you know her. She was in medical practices and health systems for more than 20 years, and she's like a living Britannica. I mean, if we have questions, we go ask Christy. So before the holidays, Christy and I did record a podcast where we dug deep on some of those practice assessments and what those look like, how to conduct them. Again, as Colleen was saying, we will share a direct link to that podcast as well in case you want to get into the weeds there. So, Colleen, before we sign off, I've been asking people this all week. I think this is my, I lose track, but it's my fourth or fifth podcast interview this week. But it's our first week of the year. And like a lot of y'all, I took some time off. So I wasn't doing a lot of interviewing or anything. I was just kind of thinking about the new year. So for you, Colleen, do you, are you a goal setter, resolution person? What do you do anything? Or you just like turn the page and start your work? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm not real traditional when it comes to any of these holidays, to be honest. So for me, yeah, I just kind of set goals as I go. So yeah, I'm kind of a buzzkill on resolutions, but you know, generally I would, of course, like everyone, you know, I call it the eating season from like October to, you know, January. So I would like to get a little bit back on my, you know, in the healthy kick a little bit, get back on the treadmill. That'd be good. But yeah, that's just kind of basic, I think. How about
yeah, I
you?
Know that feeling. Yeah. So I don't have one that's food related, but that does strike a chord with me because kind of like Nacho Libre, I was wearing my stretchy pants for like 2 weeks and then I put on real pants Tuesday and Thursday. I went, oh boy, these are kind of snug. So
that's how that's how you know.
So maybe some more healthy eating. The other one for me is, many of y'all know, I also host the show Mindful Medicine, and I've developed a meditation and mindful practice over the years and offer that to MGMA people. And so I'm really excited about this, but next week I'm starting a 2-year teacher training program. So is it a goal? Is it a, it's not a resolution, but it's a goal. I mean, it's something awesome. That I've been planning for several years and just trying to find the bandwidth and the timing, find it where it fit my schedule and where I could really focus on that. And so my goal down the road is to offer some different modules and programs for MGMA members. So that's
awesome.
A lofty goal, but we'll see. We'll see if we can get it done.
Great. Well, I would just like to say if MGMA members want to drop us their resolutions, we have the MGMA chat boards, I guess, and just let us know. What are you guys up to this year?
That's awesome. All right. Well, we'll be signing off then. So, Colleen, again, Happy New Year, and thank you for another week in review.
Thanks. Happy New Year, everyone, and see you next time.
All right. That is going to do it for this episode. And again, we'll drop all those links and resources in the episode show notes. And thanks for being a listener to the MGMA Podcast Network.
Bye.
If you like the work we're doing, please consider becoming an MGMA member. Learn more at mgma.com/membership. Are you tired of dealing with time-consuming processes and outdated strategies? It's time for a change. Introducing Laserfish, the leading platform for optimizing process automation and data analytics. With Laserfish, you can transform your organization into a technology-driven powerhouse, ready to tackle any disruption that comes your way. Laserfish allows you to strategically optimize workflow automation so you can revamp cost-inefficient initiatives across your organization. Free up your staff's time so they can focus on more meaningful work. So don't let outdated processes hold you back. Unlock the power of Laserfish and take control of your organization's future. Visit laserfish.com today and learn how it can help you achieve efficiency, resilience, and success. Again, go to laserfish.com.